I believe in sustainable resource development, and that's in terms of impacts and to the environment. I think that's actually a relatively minor environmental impact, and it's possible to have sustainable resource extraction in the state. And I think that that includes the coastal plain of Anwar. There are a lot of more serious resource development projects in Alaska that I think have warranted a lot of concern that are not necessarily oil and gas. Pebble Mine is one that comes to mind. Some of the transboundary mines that we're seeing near the Stikine Ice Cap, the KSM mine up the Stikine watershed, and others are problematic. But I think you've got to have a balance. There's a lot of oil and gas and mineral extraction in Alaska that's done really well, and it's worth noting much better than other parts of the world where that extraction would otherwise occur. You look at Africa, you look at Southeast Asia, there's very problematic extraction practices. And in Alaska, relatively speaking, for many operators, although not all operators, and it's really worth noting that distinction, there's responsible and sustainable development practices. So I believe that balance can be struck in Alaska. I think we do a pretty good job with it. Occasionally, we mess up, and occasionally it's important to recalibrate that balance, but I think it's important to be circumspect about that. And so I think in the bigger picture, that's something that we all need to keep in mind.
Thank you. Ms. Finkenbeiner, same question.
I would agree. I think that development can happen in the Anwar. A lot of the information that goes out nationally and internationally about protecting the Anwar is quite a bit overblown. As we all know, the section that they, or most people know, the section that they would develop is quite small. And again, our protections here in Alaska, our permitting processes are quite a bit better than in a lot of places. So I believe that it can be done successfully and safely. And I believe that it should be done.